Brian, could we work on time check?
We're averaging about 12,000 right now into the phone.
Could I say something on that?
Or Paul?
Yeah. I don't have today. So, but looking at what's posted through, for the first, the first week of the fund drive, from calculating what's been posted, I get a total of 70,366, which comes out to a bit more than 10 a day. Now, if we did 19 today, that's good, but I'll notice that in 8 days, we will have met our 15,476 goal only two of those days. So that is a thing we have to look at. And without getting into an issue that is not a National Finance Committee issue, the air is the big thing. And will the interim program director be able to deal with that? That's another variable, and that is something that, if it's turned around, could really change everything. And if it doesn't turn around, if it keeps going the way it's going, will not change things.
Just to address that a little quickly is that usually during the first week of the drive, we always give a little latitude to do good programming. And we have had just a litany of good programming on the air and then been able to maintain that. We went from the Naomi Klein book to the Cornel West to Tavis Smiley book, Shadows of Liberty,
Your fundraising picks up later in the drive is what you're telling us.
But we have done this, well or this bad with almost none of the so-called rebroadcast thing that we know make money. So we're trying to send out the messages out there.
So is this better or worse than your week last year?
It's better than last year this week.
Okay.
Because last year this week it's better. Just leave it at that.
And what's the basis for forecasting your overall revenue will drop $130,000? Is that just the shrinking
well,
in number
part
of days?
Well, that's part of it. We're not supposed to reducing the number of days by 31 days because, that's diminishing return. People say we should really reduce it. And based on our average last year, it came out that 15,000 was realistic, slightly optimistic average per day. So that's how we did that. So those numbers are as close to reality as we could get. And so, the other sources of making money for BIA would have to be getting more grants and actually getting the theater tickets sold. And there are three major things that would affect us: getting more grants, getting the theater tickets sold, and getting the tower rent reduced. These are the three so-called magic bullets. And after that, there's nothing else that can be touched here, except for the long-term programming that will bring more people in and so forth and so on. But the three magic bullets are the number one, the tower rent, number two, realistically getting the theater tickets project in here to bring another $150,000-$170,000 cash. And I forgot the number three,
Probably CPB.
Oh, CPB would be nice, yeah. That's number four, yeah. The other one, yeah, the third one is grant. Getting more grant. We have a lot of grants in the pipelines. We have some grants that are close to almost 7 digits that have been in the pipeline for 3-4 years now. We have a few other grants. We've been semi-lucky this year and successful at getting grants. And the grants from the city council members have not come in yet, city council discretionary fund. So we believe that we'll probably get the same amount of grant we did last year, but I just wanted to be cautious because I didn't want to count the bequest. But that's basically it. There's nothing else. These are the two or four items. I mean, fourth one being CDs.
Adriana, I think I had you on stack and I've been neglecting you for a while.
No. I just asked my question about the thumb drive thing. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael, to the stack.
Bertold, one question on the bequests. I've seen the emails flying around that WBAI has been notified of $1 million bequest, but the estate's in litigation. Is that correct?
Bertold? Oh, I'm sorry, I was on mute. The Bolton family bequest has been in litigation for 3 years. And then they're getting closer and closer to settlement. We are on the first tier of the bequest, which means that we will get that money. It's just a matter of whether or not they want to agree to let the first tier get it and let the rest of the people argue and fight for it. But, you know, every time we think that it's, you know, like all these lawyers are settling things and there's another motion that takes another couple of months. We have another $100,000 bequest from a very good, strong WBI supporter and friend of mine. It's been going on for 2 years now. I think it's been 2 years now since he died. There's just something else for like $1 million or $2 million estate where we probably have a big chunk of it. We have quite a few bequests and...
So the bequest that's in litigation, do you have any kind of firm timeline on the legal proceedings? Like, do you know what date that motion will be decided?
No. Every time the motion is decided, there's a counter motion. That's been the case for more discovery of something. We thought it was going to be settled about 3 months ago, for sure. And then something else came up.
Okay. Michael, you'd ask to be back on deck?
Yeah. This is a more general question in a way, but I'm wondering what the FCC regulations are, what the economies would be about not operating 24/7.
We do operate 24/7.
I understand you do. That's what I'm asking. Does the FCC require that all of our stations do that? And if it doesn't, are there any economies in not doing that?
Are there savings, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, would it reduce tower utilities? Would it reduce other costs?
You know, I know this budget is in the red, and so I'm in a position to say this, but there's nowhere to cut. I've cut everything there is to be cut. I do the work of 10 people. I do the budget, I do the finances, I do the cash flow, I do the premium, I do the mailing, I do somewhat of an inventory. What else do I do? I do negotiations with the Empire State Building. There's nothing to cut. You know, the night staff from midnight to 5 in the morning is almost on a free basis. Like our operations director drops by on a regular basis at night out of the goodness of his heart to be there. There's no cuts to be made. We have four app staff. We have one of them that starts at 5 in the morning to noon. We have another one that starts around that time to like 7, and then from 7 about to midnight. And then we have one guy on the weekend from 6 in the morning to late in the afternoon. And on late in the afternoon, the operation director covers that shift so that we can save money most of the time. So there's no cut to be made.
Arpal, for a fast comment on that?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah. Basically, no. If we didn't go 24/7, we wouldn't save anything, I think, because we couldn't even, I don't think we could afford to shut down the transmitter and open it up again. That would, you know, stress it more than it can deal with. And all the rents are whether you're there or not. So, no, 24/7 doesn't affect anything. There's nobody working in the middle of the night anyway. So, there it is.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
And I just think that as a network and as everyone on this call, I usually pledge at BA, I think all of us have to, but we also need to put the word out. Who doesn't know plenty of people in New York who, whether they're listening to it right now but they or not, they have a very sentimental tie to WBAI. So, you know, I think we so get overwhelmed with our own station and our own to-do that even that as a network or, in my case, since I'm the director, as others are on this call, haven't done enough to deal with helping BAI at that level rather than just the cuts. So, and no, I would not favor cutting the hours, and I do think we have some FCC considerations that would not allow us to do that anyway.
Okay. We need to bring this conversation to a close. I don't know if anyone feels differently. I don't feel we can approve even for 45 days a deficit that the rest of the network cannot afford to finance. I also think that a budget without pension catch-up payments and that shows the tax catch-up payments as an operating expense instead of a cash flow is a budget that's ready for showtime. Does anyone disagree and want to put this to a vote tonight?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, no, I don't want to put it to a vote tonight. As I said earlier, it needs to come back after it gets another look. And also this, and then we also have the new information that this attempts to cut 30 days out of you know, out of their fund drive cycles, that is also another consideration. They could always add that back. But that aside, I just think it needs to be fixed up, as we have made several comments. But the question is, do we want to consider it? I think we need to have a realistic timeline for this. Consider it on Thursday or next Tuesday. So that would be my question.
May I ask? Adriana? This is Bertrand.
Go ahead, Berthold.
Would someone send me an email with a bullet point of what it is that you would need me to address?
We can do that.
Because besides the tax, the pension numbers right now, and besides maybe bringing the web income to 85,000 instead of 30,000. And the bequest and grant to 105,000 instead of 45,000. I don't really understand what part of this budget is not really you know, up to date and up to par. Besides those three items, those two revenues and the expenses that Brad would send me yesterday that I have to put in there.
Adriana?
Yes, I have a motion. Why don't we schedule WBAI next review in a week from now, and we can add then a portion of the executive session, then Alberto can talk about some issues that he wants to talk to us about it. That is my motion. In a week from today.
Hi, Seth.
Quick question. Are Paul, are we already scheduled to meet for a week from today?
No.
Okay. Is it open on the calendar?
Let me go in and see right now.
I thought I saw it already scheduled, but it could be amended to add an executive session.
We're scheduled for the 28th.
No, we are not.
Oh, we're not.
KPFK is in there. And I can log in right now, and as soon as we pass a motion, we can be in there. time in the entry calendar, and if we, so the motion would be, to meet on 10/21 to discuss WBAI budget and have an executive session, right?
What do we conflict with on the 22nd?
It is KPF. Okay, I've got to come out. Oh, KPF, K5.
22nd is Wednesday.
No, Tuesday the 21st they're talking about, right?
Excuse me, yes, correct.
Tuesday the 21st is KPFK Finance Committee.
That might present a problem for a couple members of this committee.
Yeah.
I think last time I looked at the KPFTX calendar, next Wednesday was clear. That would be the 22nd. Is it still clear?
Okay, let me get back to the
calendar. Oh, no, that's the TFW local station board.
WTFW LSB meets. The 23rd, Thursday, is open right now.
Well, you know, I'll leave it to our KPFK colleagues to jump in, but seeing as we don't have a budget to vote on from you all yet, it sounds like it might be important for your finance committee to carry out this plan.
Michael? Well, then I will, this is Lydia, I'll move to that we schedule our meeting for this committee on Thursday, next Thursday, the 23rd, whatever that was.
So, Bazan moves to meet on Thursday, the 23rd. I'd like to suggest that we begin the meeting with an hour-long executive session.
Okay.
So we can answer questions, and if it comes down to budget approval for BAI, so that we can do that in public session.
Sounds good to me.
Michael Novick here. I'm sorry. My phone died, and I just had a call back in, so I missed the last several minutes. But did we just reschedule another meeting? We had a meeting, I think, for the 22nd.
We delegated the task of balancing WBAI's budget to you, Michael. So good luck.
The motion is I had it. It's from Lydia, and it's to meet on October 23rd to start with a one-hour executive session. Obviously, start at 8:30, you know, start at the usual time.
That's Thursday.
Yeah, 10:23. That's the Thursday.
Any objection to meeting on November 23rd, beginning with a one-hour executive session?
October 23rd?
Yes, sorry. October
23rd? My granddaughter's visiting from Sweden, and it's the only time I'm going to see her is on the 23rd, and I'm not going to miss it. So if you have a meeting, you'll probably have it without me.
This is Lydia. Michael?
Yeah.
I only proposed that because you were off the call. It was dead, as it were. But the other open date, except for the finance, the local KPFK Finance Committee, would be next Tuesday.
I'm saying, I thought we had a meeting scheduled for the 22nd already.
Tuesday is the 21st, and it conflicts with your local finance meeting.
And Wednesday there's a PFW.
Michael, is that a meeting that... Is that a meeting that you intend to have, or is it just a vestige on the calendar?
I'm not sure, but I have a problem with that as well. I'm looking at the calendar, and the 22nd is not there. That's the PFW station board, isn't it?
Yeah, 21st, huh? Tuesday the 21st.
It's problematic for me also for another reason, but... Not the finance committee. That's the local finance committee.
It's not actually a conflict with the KPFK finance committee.
That meeting starts at 10:30. California.
I see what you're saying.
7:30 California time, 10:30 your time, or East Coast time.
But would you be able to attend?
I'm scheduled a meeting, and I'll miss the meeting. I'm going to have a problem with the 21st or the 23rd for different reasons.
What's happening on the 20th? Anything on the calendar?
Personnel Committee.
Candy Personnel Committee.
Advisory Board for WPFW.
This is Barbara with a question, please.
What's your question, Barbara?
Well, we are meeting on Thursday this week again, correct?
Correct.
And may I surmise that KPFA might be first?
Oh,
no, sir.
I think it's the only budget we have left that's possibly in votable shape.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, this is Lydia again.
Uh-huh.
Never mind.
People object to the Friday night meetings.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm unavailable on the 24th, the night of the 24th.
Okay, so Michael, it sounds like we're going to have an unavoidable conflict with you on whatever night we meet.
This is Lydia.
I have a question.
So, which budgets would we be considering on that night? To me, that's the question, because if it's,
okay,
it's KPFK's budget.
We're dealing with the meeting at which we know for sure we can handle BAI's budget.
Right.
We want to give them time to work on it. We're going to try to clear the rest of the stack on Thursday night.
Including KPFK. That's my question is Michael's absence. So as long as we're not voting on KPFK on that next Tuesday or Thursday, whichever one we decide on, then we think we're going to deal with KPFK this Thursday. Is that it? And Michael will be there?
You guys have to tell me. Your budget until after your LSD meeting on Saturday.
I was going to ask if we wait till after the LSB meeting for one thing, and then I can't guarantee that we'll have, we don't yet have a revised budget proposal from the management. They just finished looking at the 2014 actuals, and then they're trying to build in all these other things that are coming down the pike with the...
Okay, you know, we got to settle on a meeting date and sort out the status of KPFK's budget later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could I suggest that since the 23rd is definitely open, that if we schedule for the 23rd, we definitely have met the 7-day notice requirements for everything?
Yeah.
That maybe the 23rd is better than the 21st?
I think that's a great idea, R. Paul. It also happens to be the motion that's already on the table. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, we're meeting Thursday the 23rd, starting with a 1-hour executive session. Mr. Secretary, would you please put it on the calendar?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
So back to the WBAI budget. Here's my feeling, and pipe up if you disagree with me. I think it is entirely noble and necessary to cut 30 days from your fundraising calendar, given how many days you've done, but imprudent to do that before you have the ink dry on some kind of deal that saves you transmitter money. You can't cut off the money coming in until you've slacked off the money going out. So I would suggest that until WBAI has a resolution of its transmitter situation, unfortunately, it should carry through the same fundraising calendar as last year. Does anyone strongly disagree with that?
I'm doing two things at once. So you're suggesting that WBAI keep 158 days as pitching? That's what it is last year.
That it maintain fundraising efforts at current levels until it has savings.
Well, understanding, of course, some of us believe that the fundraising really drives listeners away, but...
Right.
I think that's entirely well-founded, But the you know, the more profitable proximate question is, how do you keep the lights on?
By the way, the executive session is to discuss confidential negotiations.
Yeah, we actually don't have to publish the grounds for the executive session until afterwards.
I do. It's on KPFTX. It says, yeah, you gotta... A pop-up says, I gotta do that.
Okay.
To discuss confidential negotiations.
And budget matters, I think.
Maybe possibly personnel issues.
Personnel issues, yes.
Yeah.
The official CPB language is negotiations, the premature disclosure of which could compromise the legitimate business interests of the licensee.
And personnel issues of individual, whatever that language is.
Affecting the budget.
Affecting the budget, yes.
I'm copying some of this. It's confidential negotiation. Put a T in there. Confidential negotiations, premature exposure of which...
Premature disclosure of which.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Exposure
to
compromise the interest of the foundation and possible personnel issues. Is that it?
If you say personnel issues, you have to say pertaining to individual employees.
Personnel issues affecting the budget.
All right, let's deal with the motion. We haven't dealt with the motion yet. So have we? Wait. Oh, we passed the motion.
We approved the motion calling the meeting.
Yeah, you want to talk about the you want to talk about going 158 days. Maybe.
Well, I did not propose it as a motion. I'll make a motion with a to-do list, but I wanted to sound out the committee on this question first, so it sounds like you're raising a concern.
I am raising a concern. I'd rather see us say 127 and then, you know, step on our own fingers if we go over that so that it's painful and we don't want to do it, rather than say, we got 158 days to raise this money, no problem, and then we find ourselves going for 180 because we're... If we got it, we got it. I'll live with it.
Well, I think to have a balanced budget without a new contract for the transmitter lease, you have to show the money coming in somewhere to pay WBAI's expenses. So if you all are saying it and you have a very strong case, there's not much staff in this budget and there's not much that looks discretionary, if you're saying there's nowhere to cut and still keep the station on the air, then the choices are some type of fundraising you actually have control over, which, as horrible as it is, extending the fund drives is something you have control over.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Or shutting the station down.
Unfortunately, looking, there is not a linear connection here, and that's the problem. If we want to say we'll you know, extend 20%, we'll extend the pitching days 20%, and therefore we'll raise 20% more. That math does not come out in real life, but
yeah.
But you know, if that's the only if we got it, we got it.
Can we adjourn?
So here's my list, and I'll put it in the form of a motion. The National Finance Committee requests a revised version of the WBAI budget. Actually, sorry. Can you all observe 1 second, 1 minute of silence while I type?
Whose horn is that?
You?
No.
Huh?
Almost.
All right, here's my motion. The National Finance Committee requests a revised version of WBAI's budget that, one, maintains fundraising at current levels until expenses can be reduced. Two, includes pension catch-up payments under cash and capital. Three, moves tax catch-up payments to cash and capital from debt retirement, and four, does whatever else is necessary to show a balanced bottom line.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, I had caps on, so pardon me. All right. I have the NFC. I'll need the very end again. The NFC.
I just hit send on it for you, Arpa.
Oh, so you sent it. Okay.
It might take a minute to hit you.
You just sent it to me or the list?
The list.
Okay, that's faster.
I'll send a copy to you directly. We'll see which one
that's
hits
okay.
faster.
The list should hit sooner. And no subject. Okay, that's... Okay, I have... I'm copying it off the email here.
Brian, question?
Go ahead, Raul.
Do you want us to reflect the cash-up payments for central services and the health care bill back on there as well?
Oh,
yeah.
It's going to take some heroic budgeting. I can propose that as an amendment. I mean, I will step back and say there's a limit to how much any station can catch up in how short a period of time. And the pension plus those tax costs by themselves are a very large amount of money.
Yes.
Right? I mean, how... In one fiscal
year. I'm not saying
year.
That it has to be paid, but on your directives, on your instruction, I think we should at least mention that. I don't know. Also, maybe we can also talk to Lilia and our patron, I mean, our sponsor in L.A. to kind of consider a... redo of the payment plan, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Michael, to the sec.
Lydia, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm sure that would not be a problem.
Hey, there's 160,000.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that the budget has to reflect reality. We have to have a budget that recognizes what the obligations are, whatever the plan is to pay them back. Over whatever time can be worked out, but we have to have a budget that actually shows what is owed and has some plan for paying it. So I got an email from somebody, I think, listening to this call, asking about unfulfilled premiums. I think the budget has to cover everything that the station is obligated to pay. And whatever plan we can come up with for doing that. But
well, you know, everything the station is obligated to pay is greater than the station's annual budget.
I understand that. I'm not saying that you have to pay that all in the same year, but I'm saying we have to have a document to reflect what those obligations are. We can't just bury our head in the sand and pretend that they're not there when they are there. So I'm not saying that I agree with what Earl was saying about, you know, stretching it out, but then the same, the other thing I want to say is the national office budget and the local station's budget that need to be the same budget at some point. So whatever we do here about the PRA obligations or the national office payback obligations or anything else has to be consistent across all the different pieces of the consolidated budget at some point.
Okay, Michael, are you proposing specific amendment language?
No, I'm just saying that if we end up saying that BAI is going to pay pay less on the PRA, we have to go back to the PRA budget. If we say that BAI is going to pay less of the owed back central services, we have to go back to the national office budget. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so I'm going to propose an amendment that adds item 5, adjust PRA contributions to the amounts and schedule submitted by the CFO to the stations. I've just sent that out. Does anyone object to incorporating that amendment?
Oh, please let us get it first. Oh, amendment. So be it. Open up. So the amendment is 5, adjusts PRA contributions to the amounts and schedule submitted by the CFO to the stations.
Correct.
You mean, Brian, do you mean PRA contribution or central services? Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm using contributions interchangeably with central services because I'm very tired.
Okay. You meant the cash app.
No, not the... Sorry, this is only regarding the issue Michael just raised, PRA.
Oh.
Because the PRA percentage in WBAI's budget is not consistent with what you sent out.
Oh, okay.
Or what we've already approved as income for PRA.
Okay, I see. The correction, the $11,000 correction.
So how much, we haven't addressed, sorry, is there any objection to adding the bullet point about PRA contributions? Okay, Raul, the final thing you raised is, so hearing no objection, that's incorporated into the motion. The motion itself still is not passed. Raul, the other question you raised was about central service catch-up payments. According to your schedule, do you have it at your fingertips? How much is WBAI supposed to make in 1 year?
$75,000, I think, is it?
Okay, it, for BAI, it's 20, oh, 61,000, 20, I'm sorry, sorry. It's $8,000 a month.
So 96?
I'm sorry, I'm looking at healthcare real back, I'm sorry, my apologies. 6,300 a month.
So 76.
Yeah. 75-6.
So here's what I would suggest, Raul, is that we leave the directive to schedule for the tax payments, and in the meantime, you and Lydia talk to our benefactor about adjusting the tax payment schedule so that an equivalent amount comes off the early payments, and WBAI can, within the same surplus, cash surplus, catch up on payments to the national office instead. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I mean, I don't think we can reasonably just keep piling on catch-up payments and catch-up payments in a short span of time.
Right.
And still have a station left to collect payments from.
It's not red ink on our budget, it's catch-up.
I'm sorry, on whose budget, Michael?
No, that was a joke. I said it's not red ink on our budget, it's catch-up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is fine. I think we can work with Livia on our sponsor, our benefactor, to kind of adjust the payment schedule, and hopefully that would cover some of our cash flow deficiencies.
I mean, because the truth is, $40,000 in catch-up payments on severance, and what is it? Another? It would be another $125,000 in catch-up payments on taxes by itself. That's like a heroic goal for WBAI.
Well, yeah, he already included the debt for e-payment on kind of the right now. It's on there. But
oh, it is? I didn't see it.
Debt retirement?
Debt retirement.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
You already addressed
it. Yeah, yeah. Right.
You guys, I need to interrupt for a minute. We're 15 minutes past our adjournment time. And our business manager has been waiting patiently. This is the second or third time she stayed late and we didn't do our report. What's going to happen now? Are we going to adjourn? Does anybody want to go ahead and do KPFA's budget? Can we talk about that for a minute?
Well, you've just called time, so we can do one or two things. We can vote by two-thirds to extend, or we can vote on everything that's immediately outstanding and call it a night. So if you want to make a motion to extend, go ahead.
Well, this is in favor of our business manager, who would rather not do this another night. So I am moving that we extend to have a 15-minute discussion about KPFA's budget.
Motion is to extend 15 minutes for the purposes of discussing KPFA's budget. Any objection to that extension?
That would come after we vote on your motion, I think, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Hearing no objection, that's what we'll do. Because we are at time on BAI, we'll vote on the motion that's on the table. R. Paul, can you read it as amended?
Yes. The National Finance Committee requests a revised version of WBAI's budget that, 1, maintains fundraising at current levels until expenses can be reduced, 2, includes pension catch-up payments under cash and capital, 3, moves tax catch-up payments to cash and capital from debt retirement, 4, does whatever else is necessary to show a balanced bottom line, 5, adjusts PRA contributions to the amounts and schedules submitted by the CFO to the stations.
Any objection to that motion? Okay, hearing none, it's passed, and we're on to the KPFA budget. Maria, thank you very much for your patience. And can you walk us through the changes you've made to this budget since the last time we reviewed it?
I can't even remember what that was. It was so long ago. Can you please tell me what it was that you guys wanted to...
You have changed some things.
There were issues. Okay. So we have, I remember one of the things in question were the increase in listener support. And the explanation would be is that in fiscal year 14, we had 80 fund drive days. In fiscal year 15, we are anticipating 89 fund drive days. So the increase is due to, obviously, 9 more days of fundraising. And we have no choice to do this because we can't count on the CPD money. There wasn't really much in the way of changes that I made. There I think the listener or the central services are ready as per Raoul's and the committee's motion for the schedule. The personnel costs are dialed in as tight as they can be. That personnel costs are dialed in as tight as they can be. The only thing I didn't have were the actuals for fiscal year 14 because we didn't have the last quarter input into the general ledger. However, what I did is I projected fiscal year 14 based on our funded numbers. But because I didn't have a breakdown as to what was taxes and so on and so forth, I put it all into one lump sum into gross salaries. But the bottom line is what we can look at. And, the increase, we have an increase expected in benefits, in medical benefits. I anticipated not knowing an 8% increase. However, it looks like we may be as low as 4%, the highest that I was told that we would be increased is 4%. It could actually even go down as low as 2.5%. But, of course, I'm not going to bank on that until I can see the positive proof. However, this budget still has it at 8% because I didn't want to be changing numbers around at the last minute. So my point being is that with just the 8% difference, I could be saving another $19,000 on this budget. And if it goes down even further to 2.5%, it's an additional $26,000 savings. Now, there are some other things that we might be looking at by just increasing each employee's copay and medical bills. I call it the $5 plan. If we each increase...
Sorry, hold on a second, Maria. Somebody's cheek is dialing their smartphone. Please mute if you're not KPFA's business manager. Go ahead, Maria.
Okay, so... what I call the $5 plan, if all of us employees just add $5 to our copay and $5 to medical, that increase, we could give us an additional savings. And depending on what the saving is with the increases in Kaiser and with that $5 plan, we could actually have an additional $52,000 in savings. Now,
it's not in here now.
No, it's not in here right now because I don't have anything, in concrete other than I know that what I projected as an 8% increase is going to be maximum of 4%, but it's still not in the budget right now. Huh? Oh, yeah.
The other item.
So, let's see. There was a comment about out in cyberspace about our new service going up. Well, we did add back Reuters, and I added $5,000 for FSRN starting January because we will be doing their, I believe, their online service for FSRN. So we're going up $19,400 there.
I want you to, we've been over this budget twice. I want you to focus on things that have changed since last time.
Well, I don't have anything really that's changed. The one thing that changed, though, is cash flow. To make sure that we didn't have a negative balance, I had to defer a couple of items, and I bolded those in bold boxes on the cash flow. And we do not have a negative balance at all. So I don't really recall the other things. I don't think that
there were cash flow in April was the thing you were discussing.
Well, and
Brian brought up
and the increase in fund drive days or in fund drive amounts. I don't recall anything else. Nothing has really changed that much.
We'll take a stack.
Adriana.
Adriana, who else? Go ahead, Adriana. I'll put myself on stack second.
Yes. I want to know where is in this budget the catch-up payment for the $150,000 that is back payment to the share service to the national office. Thank you.
We just received it, yesterday or 2 days ago? I can't remember when it was. So I didn't have it in. This budget has been prepared now for a couple of weeks, so it's not in there. However, depending on what the amount is, on our cash flow, we're still would be okay for that $6,000 catch-up payment.
A month,
yes. However, Raul and I still have to go toe-to-toe on our intercompany. Right, Raul?
Yes.
I'm just saying, okay, so in other words, if that comes now, our cash flow will be okay.
Well, your cash flow at the end of April is $2,691. That's your cash balance at the end of April. So if you have an extra going out the door for the first 7 months of the fiscal year, that puts you $40,000 in the hole.
Again, I just got these numbers yesterday or day before, whenever it was. So you are right. I have to defer more payments or defer a catch-up payment. So it's 1 month that we would be in April.
Deferring.
Okay. Well, yeah, you'd have a negative balance at the end of the year, too, of only by about $6,000. Okay. I have a question. Is listener support going up $171,000? And I understand that's by adding fundraising days, which I find equally as distasteful for KPFA as anywhere else. But the premium expenses are budgeted to actually drop by $10,000. And that doesn't seem like prudent budgeting. They should move in proportion to listener support.
Well, I did premiums completely based on actual what I did is I took the Memphis reports and how many people actually asked for premiums. That's how I based my budgeting. So it wasn't straight across the board on listener support because there are people who do not ask for it.
And Brian, in the past, the template that we've worked with has always overstated somehow the amount of expense for premiums compared to what actuals are. And I think that's, happening here where we see Maria using the actuals rather than the what the template is predicting.
Well, but if I'm reading this correctly, it's saying we're going to spend $9,000 less on premiums than 2014, than actuals. That's not generated by a template. And $61,000 less than 2013 than actuals. And if that's the case, it doesn't seem to comport with the fact that we're doing more on-air fundraising.
Well, the one thing I can speak to about fiscal year 14 is that we had, unfortunately, some back orders to fill. So the actuals there are probably inflated by previous fiscal year premiums that had to be purchased. In terms of fiscal year 13, I would have to analyze that even deeper. I don't know. But, I mean, you could see that in fiscal year 12, we had 130,000. It looks like in fiscal year 13, we were very low on PRA. So they may have just been allocated incorrectly. Granted, that is quite a big reallocation, but I'd have to deeply look into fiscal year 13. But you understand what I'm saying, because it went from one account to another.
Uh-huh. All right, other questions? Maria, what line are the call service charges showing up on?
Let's see. It is line 179.
Come net, yeah. Punjab expenses, come net, just to come and call you.
Got it.
And again, I did that based on actual phone calls. Again, out in cyberspace, there was an email that was saying that number was incorrect. But what was not being taken into account is that there are phone calls and there are web pledges. And these are only on phone calls, not web pledges. Because obviously, ComNet does. That's what they do.
All right. Any further questions or discussion on the KPFA budget?
Adriana,
go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I didn't understand where you said that which line will be the cash payment for the $150,000.
It's not in there, Adriana, because I didn't know about it when I did this budget. However, being that that's a cash flow item, on the cash flow, the only month that I would have a problem is the month of April, so I would have to defer the April payment to May.
No, I understand that part, but I'm saying if I see here a surplus of $24,000, it means we add the 150 payments, we will be in a deficit of 126,000.
But Raul's catch-up payment wasn't to catch up the whole 150 in 1 year. Right, Raul, is that correct?
Yeah, about 60-something thousand. That KPFA.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I was talking. Yes, Adriana, we're not taking the entire amount of what is owed to the national office in 1 year. We're only doing 50% of that.
Okay, but I'm thinking 50% is 75,000, not 60,000. And according to the date of fund drive that you have, it means that to pay the 150,000 even altogether would be four more days of fund drive. That's what I see, and I understand how difficult it is, but what I'm asking is, if we can, why not? It's a question, I'm sorry. I know that you're so wonderful with the budget. I'm not discussing that, but I'm saying, if we can catch up, why not? Why not do it? You are one of the few stations that are able, probably, to do it.
Well, we pinch our pennies very tightly also. But I think what Maria is trying to say is the makeup payment that Raul is talking about, and we're doing half this year, this coming year, the year we've just started, is only about $6,000 a month. And it doesn't change what we're budgeting for the year because it's a cash flow item. It will be worked into the cash flow, and she looks at her cash flow and says we can deal with another $6,000 a month, except in April. It will be very tight. That and maybe a couple other things will have to be deferred to May.
Any further discussion on the KPFA budget? We are just about at time. So I hate to do this to you guys, but because it's such a tight budget, I think we're going to need to see it with the catch-up payments incorporated into the cash flow. And my personal recommendation would be that if you know for sure that there will be savings in health benefits that aren't reflected in this budget, I'm not talking about anything that has to be negotiated with the union. I'm talking about the annual increase that's lower than you expected. I would use that to offset some of the change.
So change that line item.
Well, budget as accurately as you can.
Right.
As long as you're changing things.
Okay. Can we be first next time?
Yeah, if you can turn around a revised budget tomorrow, we can put KPFA at the top of the stack on Thursday. Well, yes, we can. So that would be 5:30 Pacific.
Adriana? I'm sorry.
Hi, Adriana.
I want to Paul. We have, I'm checking the Pacifica calendar, and we have a schedule for the 23rd, only the executive session. The regular session is not scheduled there.
Are Paul, you still awake?
Oh, I'm on mute. Okay, I just explained it, and I'll do it again. Yes, the executive session is up there because I'm typing in two places at once, and I haven't gotten the rest of the 23rd up there.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anyone else have anything they want to say about the KPFA budget? Want to request any changes or propose any action? Okay, hearing nothing, we'll pick this up again with a revision in hand at the beginning of Thursday's meeting. We'll also look forward to having WPFW's budget at that meeting. All goes well, we'll be at 5 budgets out of 7 by the end of that meeting, with WBAI and KPFK still up in the air. We're at time for the night, so if there's no motion to extend, we are adjourned.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
Was someone trying to speak up?
Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you for your patience. Talk to you in 2 days.